Thank you. I'm Ntifafa Adete. You can also call me Fafa. I had a problem with my voice last night, so please bear with me. I'll be speaking on the effect of water management on nitrogen use efficiency in drill-seeded delayed flood rice production system. Unlike most grain, rice is mainly produced for direct consumption. Unlike most grains. So it's very important in global food security. You have more than 50% of current global population consuming rice. Rice is grown mainly under flooded conditions. As such, water management is very, very critical or very important. The conventional or your traditional water management system is permanent flooding or continuous flooding. And I'll explain that under drill-seeded rice management production system. What happens is you drill your seeds under upland conditions, and then you fertilize when your seedlings germinate around the second, around near tillering stage. So what you do is you apply your fertilizer, and then you flood as soon as possible. Like Dr. Rogers said, usually for farmers, it takes about 10 days because flooding is very difficult. But however, when you flood your soil to 6 inches, you maintain this water level until harvest or 2 weeks from harvest. However, there's been certain problems associated with this water management system. The common one is water usage. You require a lot of water. And areas with forecasted water shortages could run into problems, future problems. Another one is you have prolonged anaerobic conditions. And because of that, you have prolonged availability of metals such as arsenic. That could be a problem. In addition, you have emission of nitrous oxide and other greenhouse gases such as methane. To address some of these inefficiencies, alternate water management systems have been proposed and are being adopted in certain regions across the globe. The two common ones are intermittent water management and semi-anaerobic system. Under the intermittent water management system, you basically flood your field and you allow your field to naturally recede, and then you re-flood it again. This cycle continues on to 2 weeks from harvest or whenever you're ready for harvest. Under aerobic systems, there are several types of aerobic system, but the underlying principle is that you don't maintain a flooded field. You either flush irrigate or you flood your field and then you drain your soils after a specific number of days. However, these systems also come with certain drawbacks. You have disease pressure and weed pressure. It's usually advised that you grow cultivars that are blast resistant because under upland conditions you have cultivars exhibiting blast symptoms. Also, you have poor nitrogen management. These alternate water management systems, you flip-flop between aerobic and anaerobic conditions, and you have greater loss under aerobic systems than anaerobic conditions. So the question is, can water affect nitrogen use efficiency? And if it does, how does it really affect water nitrogen use efficiency? Dr. Rogers said that we usually use urea fertilizer. So when you apply your urea to your bare soil, what happens is it's converted to ammonium ions by urease in the presence of moisture and other factors. Under aerobic conditions, your ammonia would either be retained in soil solution or adsorbed to the soil surface. It may also be converted to nitrate through nitrification. You also have ammonia volatilization, which is the main end loss pathway under rice production. However, when you flood your field, what happens is your ammonia becomes relatively stable. The only nitrogen or the main nitrogen loss pathway is through denitrification, which is relatively slow compared to your aerobic system. We've established that under alternate water management system, you have poor nitrogen management. So the question is, can you enhance this poor nitrogen management under this system? Because they have certain benefits. And rice cultivars, or use of rice cultivars such as hybrid, have been associated with improving nitrogen use efficiency because of their foraging ability. So my objective was to evaluate the effect of water management system and rice cultivar on nitrogen use efficiency, nitrogen uptake, and grain yield. This was a two-year study, and it was conducted at the Rice Research Station in near Crawley, Louisiana. A randomized complete block design was used to evaluate four water management systems using two rice cultivars with two nitrogen rates, 0 and 134 kilograms per hectare. Treatments were replicated four times. The water management system used were continuous flooding. And continuous flooding is your traditional water management system. You flood your field 6 inches, and then you drain it 6 weeks from harvest. And at the semi-aerobic system, what we did was we only flushed the fields bi-weekly. We maintained this cycle until 2 weeks from harvest. With the intermittent water management system, we flood the field to 6 inches, and we allow the floods to naturally reside. We go back in there, flood the fields. We did this cycle until 2 weeks from harvest. And at the straight head, what we did was we flooded the field, and then we went back and drained it after 10 or 14 days. We used two rice cultivars, Presidio, which is an inbred, and CLX745, which is a hybrid. This is a picture of the plots that I used for the study. And the middle is your continuous flooding. And adjacent to it, to your right, is one of the aerobic system, water management system that we looked at. At the end of study, we looked at yield data, we looked at nitrogen use efficiency, as well as nitrogen uptake. We harvested each plot using a combined Winchester harvester. So the yield data was based off the grain yield data was based off the end of study. The nitrogen uptake and nitrogen use efficiency were based off harvest at 50% herding, because you have most of your highest nitrogen uptake taking place around that time. And nitrogen use efficiency was evaluated using the difference method. And basically, the difference method is subtracting nitrogen uptake from unfertilized plot from nitrogen uptake from fertilized plot divided by the amount of nitrogen added to your soil. Response variables were analyzed using ANOVA with SAS statistical package. And treatment and main effect were evaluated using Tukey test at a significant level of 0.05%. 0.05, sorry. Results and discussion. This is an over table for the parameters I looked at. The first thing to note, which is not on the table, is that there was no significant interaction between cultivar and water management system. The second point is that there were differences in grain yield for each year. I said I had 2 years worth of data. So I'll be discussing grain yield data for each year separately. Also, we did see significant differences in yield, nitrogen use efficiency, and nitrogen uptake among the various cultivar and water management systems. So how was grain yield affected by rice cultivar? On the y-axis is grain yield in kilograms per hectare, and on the x-axis is time in year. The bars represent the average grain yield pooled across the four water management systems. In the first year, Presidio, which is the inbred rice, was out-yielded by 40%. In the second year, it was out-yielded by 20%. We also observed a 40% increase in grain yield of Presidio. What happened in the second year was that we had better growing conditions. We had a lot of rain, which sort of influenced some of the water management system. For instance, the intermittent water management system, we only had to go in there and reflood, I think, once or twice. So we had a better growing condition. We had that influence grain yield. So how about water management system? Again, grain yield on your y-axis and time on the x-axis. The bars represent the grain yield, the mean grain yield pulled across the various rice cultivars. Again, in the first year, there was no differences in grain yield between the alternate water management systems. But however, that of intermittent was comparable to your continuous flooding. In the second year, though, differences were not observed between your straighthead, intermittent, and continuous flooding. This water management system, the grain yields were relatively higher than your semi-aerobic system. How was nitrogen uptake different from each rice cultivar? Again, the CLX-745, which was a hybrid, had a higher nitrogen uptake because of its effective foraging ability. And the trend observed for nitrogen use efficiency was similar to what was seen in the nitrogen uptake. Nitrogen use efficiency is on your y-axis and the rice cultivar on your x-axis. Again, CLX-745, which was your hybrid, because it took up higher percentage of your nitrogen, of the nitrogen applied, it had a higher nitrogen use efficiency. Underwater management system, which was the central focus of the study, we realized that the straighthead, the semi-aerobic water management system and the straighthead water management system. With these two are mainly aerobic systems. They were significantly lower compared to the continuous flooding or your traditional water management system. But the intermittent was similar to the continuous water management system. How did water management system affect nitrogen use efficiency? Again, the trend is similar to what was observed for the nitrogen uptake, which translates to nitrogen use efficiency. Again, the aerobic system, the straighthead and the semi-aerobic system, these two had lower nitrogen use efficiency compared to your continuous flooding. But the intermittent, again, was comparable or similar to your continuous flooding. So in conclusion, we can conclude that we didn't see interactions between our cultivar and water management system. But we can definitely say that the hybrid rice is much more efficient in using nitrogen compared to your inbred or Presidio rice variety. Also, we could say that water management did influence grain yield, nitrogen uptake, and nitrogen use efficiency. Because under your aerobic system, you had lower nitrogen uptake, which translated into lower nitrogen use efficiency and relatively lower grain yield compared to your continuous flooding. Again, in conclusion, grain yield, nitrogen uptake, and nitrogen use efficiency were similar between continuous and intermittent flooding. I'd like to thank the LSU Ag Center, Louisiana Rice Research Board, and Rice Foundation for supporting this study. Thank you, and I'll be glad to take questions.
Questions? All right, I've got another one. Right, there we go.
Three days. It was, we didn't have to wait the 10 days, it was 2-3 days.